Okay, so that was The Script and Rain, and we are here today with Son, of course. When was the last time I saw you guys? New Year's Eve.
It was, yeah.
Back on Between the Lines when Steve was here.
Exactly.
How have you guys been since then?
Oh man, we're wicked.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we've had a crazy time since then. We've had our exams. We've been pretty busy. But that's all done now. Yeah, we've finished college. We've got loads of more time.
Yeah, I'm currently out of college at the moment, you know, going through that media. It's all good stuff. So yeah, you released like a few bits since I last saw you. You want to tell us a little bit about them? We'll talk more in depth later, but, you know.
So we shared an EP in July, which we started writing in December. So that was really good to finally share that. And we've just been making music ever since then, really, experimenting. Now that we've got a lot of time, we've had more time to try new ideas and develop stuff. So it's been fun.
That's really cool, guys. Yeah, I saw the EP, of course, I got it. You know, the four tracks, we will be listening to all of them today and hearing a lot about them as well. So it's going to be good hearing the backstory. So, Daniel or Ryan, don't mind who says it, can't tell the difference between you two, but yeah, there you go. What's the first track today, guys?
Cool, so the first track on our EP is called Why Makes Sense. It was the last track that we wrote for the EP, but it definitely felt fitting as an opener.
Okay, thanks a lot. So you heard it there, this is Sun and Why Makes Sense on Phoenix FM. So you're locked on with Phoenix FM with live guests today, and we're going to chat to them about that one. That was Sun, Why Makes Sense. So guys, what's the writing process behind that one? You know, quite good lyrics in that one, quite catchy. It's good. And see why it's the opening track of the album, or the EP, sorry.
Yeah, like Ryan said, it was the last track that we wrote. I think it felt fitting for it to be the last track. We wanted to write the opening track last, because I think it... we started to use loads of new sounds with like this EP. It was a real big kind of experiment, and in the first track we could kind of introduce all those sounds of the whole EP pretty early on, and we wanted something that was quite, I don't know, would you say quite broad at first?
Like, yeah, definitely at least beat heavy. We knew we wanted to open up with quite a beat, knowing where the rest of the EP was going, having those songs already written, and we knew how they sounded. So it did help having it, approaching the EP like that, being quite loose in mind with what track was going to go in what order. And then it was interesting that the further you get into the process, that track definitely suits being second, even though you haven't got the first track yet. And that was quite interesting. It started making sense to us, at least. So, yeah, Why Makes Sense, it did help having that being last and having the opener. We knew what sounds were coming up on the EP, so it helped.
The two songs, you blend really well together. Like, this first song and the second one. Yeah, listening to it, I was like, wow, it's a good blend. Yeah, just like, is there any like specific meaning behind that one?
It's kind of just about, like, I don't know, like assuming stuff before it happens, really. It's kind of all I can really say about the lyrics. I don't know, all of our tracks lyrically, we kind of leave the meaning like for the listener to decide. It's kind of open to whatever you want it to be about.
We normally catch on to like Dan being like the guy that sings. It's normally an idea would come from him first in terms of vocals, and then I'll start bouncing off from that, and then you start realising that a scenario or a situation will start occurring, even if it is in your head. Like Dan will say one thing, and then straight away I'm linking that to maybe something quite personal, and it might not be the exact situation, but yeah, even just not, I guess. Yeah, like, it's hard.
Yeah, I know what you guys say, and it's like, it's quite hard, isn't it, to explain a song when it's like so new.
It's nice that what you might hear from it. I know what Dan was writing about, and I definitely started creating all of that respect, like that experience that he was going through, at least, and not understanding why he had to make sense, or trying to at least make sense of everything going on at the time.
So like people do create their own responses.
Yeah, so it's
to the song. Like.
Yeah, so where that came from, Dan, wouldn't be the same as your attachment to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's what's quite nice to myself, that not being the vocalist. Writing the vocals together, we can latch onto something. Or more of an experience and something that you can probably share, and that the person that would be with me would be different to who Dan would have that
else.
With, of course, yeah. So yeah, it's more like we've kind of realised our songs are more about situations that you just kind of realise you're in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting just being able to both write a track together, but knowing that, like, my meaning,
like, off air, like you're more of the that Daniel is more of the... There you go, go right, guys. Daniel was more of the writer, you would say, really. But you two really do share the responsibility of like, producing the tracks, and it's pretty much 50-50, would you say? Or?
The excitement for us, definitely, with... I think while we get so much of a kick from doing it, is that we just like to, everything that's needed from start to end, if that's... We just like to do it between us. So whatever that is, it's not like Dan's got his jobs, I've got my job, so we try and spend as much time in the room. We do everything in the same room together at the same time. So if I'm making the decision, I might be more heavy on the mixing and the recording sort of thing, but Dan hears everything that goes in, so we discuss that, and vice versa with the vocals and singing. I'm not the singer. Yet we're always writing the songs in the same room at the same time. So that might be more heavy on Dan's behalf, knowing that he's going to sing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm always there to kind of latch on and vice versa with like the mixing and recording, etc.
We never like make a decision without passing it through the other person as well, which I think is very important, especially when it's like a collaborative thing. Because if you start giving like making decisions and changes before asking the other person if that's what they want out of it, then I don't know, it kind of... takes away from the fact that you're in it together.
You're like the duo, aren't you?
So yeah, exactly.
It's good. Like you do, like pass everything between each other.
Really, yeah, and through to artwork as well. Like even that is, it's great for us to be able to experiment and all the ideas coming between us two. I don't think we'd get the same from, the same sense of pride, I guess, and being proud of the project, knowing that every decision that had to go into it has been from yourself.
We push each other a lot as well. Like I think we both know what each other's capable of, so that's why doing everything together is kind of nice, because we can, like, I know how great Ryan is at mixing, so I can always kind of give guidance, but I know that he's kind of very strong in that field. So
so you've been mixing since you were about a young lad, or?
I got my first Mac when I was 12, so it was time I could kind of jump on. Jump on GarageBand.
Just started like using Macs at college. Compared to Windows, it's such a broad statement. They're so different. Yeah. Like if you're using one from a young age, it must be so easier for you. Like doing it at college, just like even mixing sounds.
Yeah, so
like,
you've got to get used to that.
Audio a bit louder in a video, something like that.
Yeah,
it's easy once you get used to it.
Yeah, it's a crazy concept, that whole sound and making room for the sound as well, and that's why. We noticed this is talking about software, I guess, like you continuing on the upgrade to Logic as well, like that was a big learning that from a young age, I guess, or from about 12.
Nice.
And never being taught as well until college, so it's we've probably a lot of the time gone a long way around the houses to get what we need, maybe, and doing a bit long winded not the proper way, but it's kind of getting there. It's nice to that between us,
so. Taught each other a lot as well.
Definitely.
Okay, nice one, guys. The next song on the EP, it's called "This All In Your Head." You know, it's a good 4 minutes long, this one, as they all are. It's a good long track. So tell us a bit about this one, guys, before we play it.
We started writing this track at the beginning of December. And it was the first track that we... Well, it wasn't really written for the EP, was it? We kind of wrote it, and then the EP came about, and we kind of thought, oh, you know what, this sounds...
Kind of fall into it.
Yeah, so let's keep it for that. It was originally just going to be shared on its own, but it's the oldest track on the EP.
Okay, thanks a lot. So, Between the Lines from Phoenix FM, it's great to have live guests in the studio. We're chatting to Sun today, and this is the second song on their new EP, July EP, and this is from Reflections, It's All In Your Head, Sun. So, the second track on the EP, Reflections, just about ending there. that was It's All In Your Head. So, you know, I go through like the same questions, if you will, kind of, you know, just any writing processes behind that one. Daniel, you're the 50-50 we did discuss last time, but you know,
so that song, like I said before, was started in December. It's kind of just about like having like that desire just to kind of do
what
your
you
thing
enjoy,
really. Yeah, what you enjoy.
Having that passion, definitely having a passion and that drive that's constantly in your head, definitely.
Yeah, that's good actually. Good meaning behind it, you know. Weird the way some people take that song. That's all different meanings, but good to get the official Sun meaning of the song. You know, it's like a verified session this. So pretty much the meaning behind the track then is just like what's in your head.
Yeah, like if you've got...
Go for your goals as a...
Yeah, sure. Even though you might be limited at times, still kind of sticking at it. So, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about on off, like, you know, off air. I believe just like making that track all from scratch. Of course, this one, you know, what a beat you made there! Like, it's quite hard to create. It is a good beat, though. Would you say it's quite hard to create that beat? Did it take quite a while to get your sound you wanted? Or
it's interesting because this is what we've just been talking about. With the vocals, that me and Dan have been making music together for quite a while, and in different formats. Like for a while, that was just instrumentals, and then we realised and we wanted to kind of work in with different vocalists because none of us class ourselves as vocalists. But that was hard, and that enjoyment of doing everything between us straight away went out the window, and it was taking a long time to get vocals back. But in terms of, so we took that like upon ourselves about a year and a half ago. Warm was the first track we shared with Dan singing. And we're seeing the benefits of that. We're enjoying it, having that fully in our hands, even though it's not something that we class ourselves as vocalists or writers. Do you know what I mean? So when you talk about the music and the beat, etc., that stuff is what we would find easier, really. That's more of us.
Where you began with just the beat of it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you say, what genre are you? It's quite hard to genre your music. Like I said electro earlier, but I say it's like electro alternate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It has got that indie vibe as well to it.
There's so many influences. Yeah. Like we're always discovering new music.
I'd say that following your socials, I see a lot of bands on there that I've never heard of. So there must be a lot of influences in this, you know. And I feel like I know quite a few, you know. And then you guys throwing them out there, like, give them a listen. Quite a decent band, so and see how you get so many different sounds in one EP, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there is some crazy music, and this like electronic music as well, that having that element within our sound, it's so broad, so it is, everyone says it, don't they, and it's literally endless, which makes it so exciting for us. But we grew up listening to more like indie bands and even more acoustic stuff when I was younger, more rock. So yeah,
I went for that rock stage as well.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when learning guitar, man.
Haven't we all? Yeah, I did learn guitar for a little bit, but it did go anywhere. You know,
rock stuff's good to learn.
It. Yeah. It did kind of start with like alternative stuff, because when we started making music, we was in like year 9, I think.
Yeah.
And all like the way through school, we was always heavily into that sort of scene. Still influenced by electronic music, not like back then it wasn't as big of an influence as it is now, but yeah, I think it definitely started with like alternative stuff. So but there are so many different like genres. It's always hard to kind of pinpoint where a sound has come from. So like Ryan will kind of say, oh, like, I heard this track, and it'll be like from, I don't know, it'll have a sound in it that you just wouldn't, I don't know. It's kind of, it's so broad. So broad.
When you find like these new artists, if you will, and these new sounds, you feel like, oh, we could, you know, take a bit of influence from this, put into our song. Not in that way as such, just like the way it's made in ways like that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like you can learn loads, can't you, just from, it's obvious, just from listening to music, and you hear what sounds well together, you hear what doesn't, or what you like at least, and the more you do it, you realise the patterns that you enjoy and the patterns that work for yourself, and that probably do start to finding a bit more of the sound behind your tracks.
Okay, nice one, guys. Of course, we're live on Phoenix FM, Between the Lines, stay 1 till 3. It's quite nice, actually, talking without a bed underneath my voice, because that's normally what I do now on this show. But yeah, it's nice to go back to the original way of just, you know, quiet, no beds. But yeah, great stuff. Okay, next song on the EP is actually the name of the EP. It's Reflections. So what gives, like, you know, why did you call the EP Reflections after this song? Is it, like, all linked in, you know?
There was, when we was writing this and we wrote the lyrics, there's that line that says reflecting me, and Ryan kind of was like, oh, I really like that. And so I then kind of said, oh, we should call this track Reflections. And then the minute we got the name for that, I kind of then had this idea of, if we were to do artwork for the EP, it'd be cool to have the EP titled Reflections, and maybe, because we follow the theme of paint for all of our artwork, maybe experiment with that. And
yeah. So we go into that, you know, in depth about the artwork later, because it's cool stuff. You know, I'm looking at it, like, it does stand out. It's like, you know, you keep in the same kind of pattern to your album, well, not album covers, but, you know, EP covers, music covers, you know, music art. Yeah, it was all about later, the process of how you make them. But, you know, put a few of them on the website as well.
I think calling it Reflections felt so fitting as well, because the way we see it is kind of like those tracks, kind of document the last 8 months, I would
definitely
say.
Definitely. That's on a personal level, that the writing that EP and it being in our last few months of college as well, so just when you think of the workflow we had at the time to split, that in itself can be quite full on, but on a personal level, it was definitely the craziest time in my life, the craziest adaptions and different changes, all for the better, but yeah, again, it makes it more fit. And the fact that we was writing that from start to end and then finishing college and then the EP being done and being shared, it did feel so fitting for me and Dan, because like we were saying earlier, everyone's going to have their different meanings and links to the songs, and me and Dan have ours, definitely, where they properly like our situations. So yeah, definitely on a personal note, it's reflecting those 8 months. It was start to end, not that that was full on because of exams, we had to take breaks.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay, cheers for that little talk, guys, about the song. Of course, we'll talk a little bit more after about the writing processes and all that, but yeah, here it is, Sun Reflections.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So there you go, the title of the EP song, you could say, is Reflections, of course. Yeah, so writing this song must have been quite hard. Did you know before you started writing it this would be like the self-titled EP song, if you know what I mean?
No, definitely not. This was the second track that we wrote for the EP. And I think once we got the, as we said before, once we got the title of the track, it then kind of felt fitting to have it as the title track for the whole EP. Mm. So, yeah.
Has it got like, I don't know, it's like the whole album kind of could, EP, sorry, because like evolved around that song in a way. It's like a good flow to the beginning of it. It's quite a different sound as well, so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like we said, with the second track on the EP we wrote in December, and at the time we didn't know that was going to be towards EP. Mm. And then when that, it was part of our college project to produce an EP. And so when we started writing Reflection, we was like, oh, this sounds really nice next to It's All In Your Head. This could be, it makes sense to save It's All In Your Head for the EP. Loving the title of Reflections and like what it meant for us to, but it definitely wasn't set in stone from the get-go, because we was aware that we still had two other songs to make. Their titles may have been more fitting, and you don't even have the title of a song to be the title of the EP, do you? No, so it stuck for us, but we was kind of open that something else might become more appropriate, maybe. But then it didn't. Like, the EP was then finished, and Reflections had still stuck. So
Yeah, I would say like it's like producing of that song a lot more different. Like, how would you say it varies to the first two? Because the first two kind of have the same like strong beat throughout, and this one's a bit more that like, has a flow to it. Would you say this is quite a harder one to make? Or
it was interesting like this one
production ways.
Well, it came from a jam, didn't it?
Yeah, we.
It has got that flow to it. Yeah. I can see that happening, like just jamming out.
And we had some new equipment.
Yeah, from January to when we wrote that track. New equipment got bought, and we. Obviously, you get a new bit of equipment, and you just kind of you just want to use it straight away. So we just
and learn it
jamming.
As well. We had to learn a lot about what we'd bought, so we could definitely get the most out of it.
So that was the first track that we kind of got all of the new equipment involved, which is why it sounds a little bit different to the others. Started as a jam, and then
which we realised worked quite well. More that being that like the first song that we started as a jam, and the material we've been writing since, a lot more has ended up coming from jams, because you realise how much it does speed up the process. It's like. We've always approached it live with our full setup, but that idea of just sticking to a key and going for a couple of hours or however long that may be, I remember them sorts of tracks, that Reflection, ended up coming round musically
I
quite quick.
I suppose you must have been like jamming up quite a while to like, create that actual track, if you will, like the whole 4 minutes, 41 of it. Like,
it's good fun.
Yeah, I suppose it must be. Could you say a funner process of making a song would be like through the jamming?
Yeah, definitely.
Just you two just going on it. When was the new equipment you got for this Pacific song?
Oh man, it was. I brought a drum machine.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Ryan bought the drum machine, and for my birthday, I got a new kind of like analog synth. So we got that involved. And there was an old synth that I bought when I left school that we'd never used. And I just thought it'd be interesting to get that involved, see what it would sound like. And we really liked it, so kept that involved.
Yeah, so great stuff. So that was the third track on the EP, Reflections, of course. You know, just a reminder now, if you want to get your own copy, you can get a hard copy, get a digital copy, sorry. You can get these all at, sun-uk on bandcamp.com, and I'm sure there's some other ways to get the songs. We can talk about after the final song of the EP, of course, but the final song of the EP is the longest track, 5:48, or maybe a bit longer than that on here. It's not always that accurate, but there you go. You want to tell us a bit about this one before we play it?
This tune This tune actually came from a jam. The original jam was 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we just kind of set up a mic in Ryan's room and just recorded this 20-minute jam and really liked it, but we thought to end the EP with a 20-minute song would have been
It was very loose as well. It was 20 minutes with
there was no structure.
Some elements that we both loved.
It was
just
one of them crazy songs that then you thought, you know, we should really cut it down a bit, and you got it down to 5:48.
It originally was gonna have vocals. We had like a chord progression at that we had like at the beginning, and then we kind of just decided that it sounded, or we thought it sounded better without any vocals. Just decided to keep it as an instrumental. But getting it from that 20 minutes to under 6 minutes
wasn't easy.
No.
All right, great stuff, guys. So the first song without vocals in, this is like more of the Roots of Sun, you could say. And this is New Beginnings on Phoenix FM. So that's the final song on the EP, Reflections. That was New Beginning, Sun. Talking over the end of it there, but there you go. I'll tell you about the playoff system, but there you go. A good song. So how was that one to make? Was it like, you were saying it's a bit more of like the jamming process, that one?
Yeah,
compared
definitely.
To the first two being a bit more, I don't know how you say it, like structural, if you will.
Yeah, in the process of writing it, yeah. And this is, it can kind of see why it's an insight into the more dance avenue as well. Mm. Talking earlier about how we started off making instrumentals, and some of them were really slow, some of them were quite fast, and we was at that stage just kind of learning what we liked and at least doing it together as well. Mm. So you can see that we're having no vocals and it being a slightly longer, we enjoyed doing that on the EP and closing the EP like that, and it's kind of opened up some doors for us. Now it seems so much more appropriate having the split avenues of more of a Sundance route and an alternative, which we get so much enjoyment from doing the guitar and vocals as well.
It's nice having both, because you can kind of, you can write a few dance tracks and then kind of think, okay, I want to write a track with vocals now, and then you write a few tracks with vocals and then go back to the dance stuff. It's nice being able to fit between the two,
leap back and forth.
You're
saying like multiple avenues of Sun, you know, you got the Sundance would you call it an EP, guys, or is it like...
It's a little collective, isn't it? It's a three piece. Yeah,
there you go.
two dance tracks and one ambient track that we've recently shared, which has been like our first from that sort of Sundance avenue.
Ambience, that's like when you create your own sounds outdoors, isn't it? And things like that.
There was a lot of that going on, actually, because a lot of the music that inspired that particular like three track collective, I was kind of listening to a lot of dance music that was very dark and did have lots of samples in it. So we, seeing it as it was a dance kind of route, wanted to experiment with that. And now that we've got more time, obviously because we're not at college and stuff, we've got time to experiment and really try stuff out.
It's nice being in that position, because I mean, college was great, we loved it, learnt so much more than what we knew before, but of course it's ticking criteria and you do run out of time. There's only so much time you can dive into that little topic and make it useful for yourself, and I guess that's the position we're in now, feeling very grateful for the bit more time and the things. It's things like that, like such a simple little concept of filming more of what's around our environment when making it and pushing that low, and that just, even if it's like a subconscious in the background, adding movement to the tracks and bits and bobs, but it's wicked for us to now be able to
The effort behind the track is like quite massive, really. You know, you're going into ambience and then you get all the production side of it as well on the Mac. You got the, when you have vocals as well, that adds to it. Work behind.
Well, the ambience was something we've wanted to do for a while,
but I found it like quite fun making your own sounds.
It was
like there's like blenders hidden away, my dogs bark, literally, like it's some crazy things which don't even sound like what they were, but they're doing their job, which is good.
Standing out on Ryan's drive with a microphone getting like dodgy looks from people was worth it. So
it's a different, like the film side of ambience. At college we were looking at like how people made the sounds, and there was this one guy who put some celery in his freezer and then started banging it on the table.
Great.
It sounds like a metal pole, and just like it works.
Perfect. Yeah,
it does
exactly.
Work. It like does sound like, yeah, it's good. It's like the magic of film and music.
But it's like Ryan said, like there is on the second track, Shadows, there's a part where I think we were trying to record.
So this is on your Sundance.
Sundance. But we were trying to like record like the ambience of Ryan's living room.
Yeah.
And I think Ryan's mum like started blending stuff, and we picked it up and just used that sound.
Happy accident.
Yeah.
Same reason with my dog as well. We were trying to get some of like the sound of just a nighttime in my garden when it is a lot more still. There's not so many cars rushing past and the school run. And someone disturbed my dog. So where we were trying to get this really nice, calm recording.
Yeah, away,
but then again, it was a happy accident, and exactly where it got recording on, like it recording on the project, it stayed.
Yeah, we didn't move any of the samples into place, like where they were recorded into the, because we've moved over to Ableton. We've recently bought that software.
Oh, okay, nice.
So wherever the recordings were, like wherever the sounds were recorded into Ableton was where they stayed. So it was quite crazy.
Yeah,
you can certainly like make a different sound by doing a bit of ambience, and it's like, you know, if you ask around to go into a different field, not about field, but you know, you have to go between the two, but with the sun dance, I suppose it does add like other elements to it. And would you say it's like a different genre though, like the ambience of a song, like, or
for us it's
fit that into the sun dance type?
Yeah, it's more of us just experimenting as well, and we know the benefits. You know obviously a big part of our sound does come from that more electronic side, and the electronic music can get stick for it. It depends on what your taste is, but it can get stick for seeming quite like lifeless or maybe too computerized, etc. And added things like that. You can add that human feel back into it, and it's different ways. We're exploring different ways of doing it, so it isn't just pure drum machines. You've got that human feel as well, I guess it's that combination with the guitars and vocals as well in the alternative stuff.
Always been a massive influence, though. Like dance music and electronic music has always influenced the project, just more now.
You can see it with your beats of your songs.
Yeah,
I've got that dance vibe to it. Especially like the first two songs, the third one as well. It has got that. I wouldn't say house, but it's got that beat to it.
Yeah,
that
is interesting.
You can tell. I've got something to say now. So, maybe we talk about the artwork now of your music. It's all quite similar, and you've got a brand going, I'd say. You know, it's
a little theme.
That's
stuck, at least.
It's decent branded, though, because when people see that circle of all the splashes of art behind it, they probably would think sun. You know, I would now, anyway.
Oh, thanks, man.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know, we've always seen art and like music going hand in hand, really. So it kind of, I don't know, it's very fitting to have, particularly for the more alternative stuff, having like the paint and all the different textures and colours kind of working together, because that's kind of how we see the music. With the sun dance stuff, because it was more electronic and there's no vocals, there's no guitar, it's a lot more, like just electronic. We wanted to still keep the idea of having colours and textures in, but just not with
moving forward. Yeah, and that difference between the two kind of sort of avenues, but still being represented under the same project, which is sun, I guess.
Yeah, nice stuff, guys. So when you perform live, it must be a lot of, you know, we saw it here New Year's Eve, a lot of effort putting into your setup. Have you done any live performances since the Phoenix FM?
It's interesting, man, because obviously you guys are. We done that New Year's Eve, didn't we? Had a live session.
New Year's Eve, yeah. I think New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, but it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we haven't actually. There's not, and if you look online as well, there's not a lot of our live footage around, and it is because we haven't done loads of it. But since doing the session here, we've actually rebuilt our live setup. There is new equipment and just a different way of working it. And we just touched upon, we have upgraded software and. Prioritised having it a bit more live, and it definitely helps us. So although we haven't been gigging recently, it's definitely
definitely
in the process.
A little bit of research, and I did see you did perform at Chinneries. So
yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was. We've done here with a few things at Chinneries.
Chinneries was fun. Like we,
I like Chinneries.
We did enjoy that. Yeah,
and that was a part of a project. College project, sorry. That were again with like the EP.
Yeah.
So it all kind of tied in, which helped. It was nice to kind of have the. Had the opportunity to play, especially with all our friends as well that were also playing that night.
Good stage as well, like it's quite.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a good size.
It's good.
Trying to imagine you guys all setting up like.
We're looking forward to sharing more live. Definitely, it's our main passion. Like, we love seeing live music, especially live electronic music. Can be so impressive how live it is, and I think that's what we're getting towards, not being limited to someone coming to see us and us being able to play a track start to end and then a little gap, another track start to end. We're getting to the point we've got so much freedom, and it can be so in the moment where we take it, and that makes it so much more enjoyable for ourselves and more exciting as well. Each time we perform would be different in some way, and even if just making transitions on the spot or whatever we choose, whatever we want to take it. But where before and when we performed here, we actually didn't have that much freedom. We had to plan the way it was going to work, and we'd stick to that. So again, linking back to improvisation, that's become such more a part of our sound and the way we work.
So the live performance can be a bit more exciting if you like.
Yeah,
you know, throw
and just seeing how it's seeing how it's made, how we do it.
Even like last time you were here, I know you didn't have all your new equipment, but still, it was really quite impressive to see like that being set up. And yeah, it was quite a long amount of time. Quite a short amount of time to set up all that stuff, and we did get a good live session out of it in the end. Yeah, it took a while, but it did work in the end.
Well, the music's made live, so we feel like that's where it suits best. And like Ryan said, upgrading to Ableton has kind of meant that we have had to do
it's
stuff a little bit differently.
Bit of knowledge for the guys who are listening who aren't sure what Ableton is.
It's just
another way of recording and working, and you have that on your computer, and you can base in a live environment. You can have that work that as your hub and the way you trigger your sounds,
and editing
your
software,
sounds.
Like just production side of the music.
And then, but from early on, when we've made the song in the room and we're happy with it, we'd jump on that software to start recording it in and at least getting a structure together, or however it needs to go. Yeah. And we do on that, but we split it between a software called Logic Pro and Ableton.
Okay, nice to guys. I mean, four songs made in it. I'm sure you make all your house stuff in that as well, so that's all good. Just have a general chat now about some live acts you've seen. You've seen any amazing guys you'd recommend?
Oh, man, there's some crazy live acts.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
I'm sure you feel like very keen on your music, so I'm sure you guys know a few good artists to see.
Yeah, we went to Field Day this year. That was like just a day festival in June, and that was just all day. It was insane. The lineup had so many good names on it that we actually had to split every single set just because we wanted to kind of see everyone.
What type of genre was that festival then, with like a wide range or
mostly electronic? There was a few bands there.
Good
but
for you guys.
Yeah. But that was a crazy day.
Just drop a few names who were there.
Aphex Twin headlined.
Okay,
and that was really cool. Nicholas Jar.
Okay,
yeah.
I have to research these guys.
The most we went to a gig and we went to see James Blake. And when you're talking about electronic music performed live, like, there's a prime example. I walked away gobsmacked.
Am I right to think James Blake is performing with Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
I saw that. Yeah,
we were speaking to one of our friends like yesterday, and they kind of said like, "Oh, who's James Blake?" And we were just like,
"Yeah, a lot of people are saying that." So I wasn't 100% sure who he was. No, I'm like, sure you two guys know. Is he? Tell me a bit about James Blake. With Kendrick Lamar.
He's an incredible musician.
Tell you a funny story about that. My friend is quite a big Kendrick Lamar fan. Didn't have a clue who James Blake was. He thought he was James Blunt. I'm not sure who it was. I think it might have been James Blunt. I'm like, what? That's mad. James Blunt with Kendrick. And then we looked it up and it was James Blake. You know,
that's
giving
excellent.
Him a bit of stick about that. It's quite funny. But great stuff there. So that should be interesting. James Blake and Kendrick.
Yeah, we've never come out of a gig and not really known kind of what to say, because it was just so I literally come out speechless. It was incredible.
I'm sure, I remember Kendrick saw it, saw how good it was. I need a bit of this on my tour, so it's great stuff there. So of course you can check out your new dance stuff as well. I mean, you know, the timing of this, I thought it was quite good to be done the reflections, and then you've got the dance music we can also promote now, you know, it's all good. But yeah, okay, so that's pretty much all I say, you know.
Yeah, excellent.
It's good with the possibilities you can go down with the electronic music, though, like endless stuff you can do with it.
A lot of it is made from jamming as well. Like, once we finished the EP and we did make that transition to Ableton, Ableton has got like a session mode, so you can really like make ideas and get them down quickly, and we just started jamming, and most of the dance tracks have come from these little jams that we've been kind of doing. So sort of like hour long jams, and we then kind of pick apart the bits that we like and get them down.
Okay, well, it's been great having you guys on.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. So that's Sun UK online. And where can we find your music? Let's go for that quick. Come on.
Cool. Yeah. So, in terms of the Reflections EP, it's the first project we've had physical copies of, which has been nice having it part of the college project and having it graded, etc., as well as part of it, having it outside of our college.
Yeah.
We did have all that going on besides it, so it was great having some physical copies to share around, and we chose to do that quite personally at the start, like people get in touch with us and we'd just put it hand by hand.
Yeah, I mean, like, personal copy as well must feel so much more like...
It's nice,
you know,
for
this us. This is our project. It's great stuff.
And guess I see it holding the artwork as well when you spend time, when we spent time painting on a mirror and getting the right shots, etc. So then seeing that on a computer screen is so different to when you're holding it in a little package. But even though we did handle that quite personally, we have actually decided to stick the physical copies, the remaining physical copies, on our Bandcamp. So you can buy the digital version, like you said, and the physical copy, which wasn't available at the start. We tried to kind of hold that back for a bit until it seemed more appropriate for ourselves. So all our music's on Bandcamp at sun_UK.
And yeah, just a quick one for Bandcamp. If you're not on it, guys, you know, I would get on it. It's great. And if you like your music,
yeah, it's good.
Bandcamp is one to go for.
It's a bit of an underdog. People forget about it with the likes of SoundCloud.
But yeah.
But no, it is a wicked little platform.
All right. As I said before, pleasure having you guys on. That was Sun.
Thank you.
Now for some superfood. Why not? And Unstoppable on Phoenix FM.